"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry. What did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about.
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier. With one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
We have an L.A. County Deputy DA here in the studio, Ed Wiley, to explain a case that burst into the news today. It's another George Gascon special. It's about Andrew Cachou, who was 17 when he shot and killed a 41-year-old man named Louis Amila outside a Palmdale restaurant. He was sentenced to 50 years to life.
But he was tried in adult court.
But with Prop 57 and George Gascon, he was let out at the age of 25.
Yeah, Prop 57 says go back and rethink what happened to someone who was tried in adult court, and maybe that wasn't the right decision. And of course, George Gascon believes if you commit a crime and you're under the age of 18, even if by days, you have to be given lighter treatment just because of that. So and he got out in 6 years.
This week, Cachou was arrested for felony evading, felony in possession, possession of meth for sale, possession of cocaine for sale, DUI under the influence of drugs, and drugs and gun. Those are all 6 separate charges. Because he was a bad guy and he got let out after 6 years instead of 50. And there's a whole story behind this because we have the prosecuting attorney who was taken off the case and replaced with a...
one of these public defender people that Gascon brought into the DA's office.
Named Elisa Blair. And so we're going to talk to Ed Wiley now, and he's going to tell us the whole story because it's quite colorful what happened to him. Ed, how are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon, John and Ken. It's great to be with both of you. First of all, I have two things to say. Number one, I'm speaking as an individual private person, not on behalf of the district attorney's office of the or the County of Los Angeles, and that all the opinions and views that I express are my own and not necessarily those of the district attorney's office. That's number one. Number two, I'm not running for district attorney. I have no interest in running for district attorney.
All right. That's the common criticism. Let's hope, though, we have a recall and somebody's running, because that's what we need to get on the ballot.
Okay. Tell us about this Andrew Cachou.
Okay, so
how was he arrested? What are the circumstances of the crime?
Well, today's arrest was arrest 2 days ago was as a result of a phone call from a concerned citizen that there was a car blocking traffic. And by the way, this is a freshly filed case, number MAO 3555. He was just arraigned this afternoon in open public court in Antelope Valley, Department A1. Officers responded. I haven't read any reports, but I know a little bit about the facts, and it's still an ongoing investigation, so I don't want to say too much about it, but officers responded. There was someone who appeared to be disabled in the car. They approached. A gun was flashed. A felony pursuit started through the surface streets of Antelope Valley, lasted about 3 miles, running through stop signs, running through red lights, driving the wrong way against traffic until there was a crash into a park car. A foot chase ensued, and that after that foot chase, Mr. Cachou threw his gun away while he was being chased. A concerned citizen pointed deputies to where the gun was, and he ultimately surrendered and was taken into custody. That's the very bare facts of that case. And this is the end of basically a 7-year process that started in 2015 when, as you said, he murdered Luis Amila, 41-year-old innocent civilian, in a gang robbery murder over a bicycle. Luis Amila was shot multiple times in the back over a bicycle. At that time, the district attorney's office had the option to the discretion to review the case and determine whether or not it should be a juvenile filing or an adult filing. In this case, based on the fact that he was a few weeks shy of his 18th birthday, based on the fact that it was a heinous crime and execution shot in the back, the hardcore gang division filed it an adult case. He was tried by the hardcore gang division in 2016, along with one of his other homie friends, and they were both sentenced to 50 to life. And then Prop 57 was passed. Prop 57 basically says the district attorney's office no longer has that discretion to decide whether to file in adult court on someone who was a minor when he committed the crime. So what happened was the case came back on remand from the California Court of Appeals, who affirmed the conviction and affirmed the 50-year sentence, but said, pursuant to the people's vote on Prop 57, the juvenile division in Antelope Valley is to conduct a transfer hearing. That's where I came in. I inherited the case as a newly assigned hardcore gang DA to the Antelope Valley Courthouse. Somewhere around the middle of 2018, I started appearing on proceedings in the case. There were some delays. The defense attorney was having a hard time getting his shrink into jail to talk to defendant Cachou. And so it hung around for about another year, and then COVID struck and slowed everything down. We were still proceeding forward. Mr. Gascon was sworn in on December 7th, 2020. We received the directives 3 minutes after he was sworn in. We received the youth justice policy co-authored by Elisa Blair, instructing us to withdraw all transfer hearings and to dismiss all gang and gun allegations. So at the next possible court appearance, for Mr. Cachou was late January of 2021. I filed the required motion George Gascon is ordering me to withdraw this transfer hearing petition. In January, the judge kicked it to a February 25th court date. I appeared again February 25th, 2021. And on that court date, Judge Brian Yep in Department A9 at Antelope Valley said, Mr. Wiley, can you give me any reason why we should withdraw this transfer hearing petition, why the court should withdraw it? And I said, no, Your Honor, there are no interests of justice pursuant to Penal Code Section 1385 in withdrawing this transfer hearing. At that point, the judge set it for transfer hearing and said, we will proceed forward with the transfer hearing. So as we're proceeding forward with the transfer hearing, on April 1st, it is announced that on April 15th of 2021, the Hardcore Gang Division will be disbanded. And I'm notified that the Andrew Cachu case is being taken over by Deputy District Attorney, former public defender, co-author of the youth justice policy, Alyssa Blair. And she first appears on the case on May 10th of 2021. There was kind of an infamous jail call that came out between Bertha Cachu and her son Andrew Cachu on that date, where Bertha Cachu was exclaiming, this is the person I've been talking to, emailing with. This is Gascon's new special assistant. Don't worry, mijo. She's got you. You're going to be free, essentially, in that jail call. On that date, Alyssa Blair told the court, yeah, the people aren't going to be going forward with a transfer hearing. So then there were some intervening dates where that the new defense attorney for Mr. Cachu went to the California Court of Appeals, who ordered Judge Yep to conduct the transfer hearing. The people have the power to file it. The people have they ordered Judge Yep to withdraw the transfer petition, asserting that only the people have the power to file and only the people have the right to withdraw the transfer hearing. And because George Yep ordered it withdrawn, George Gascon ordered it withdrawn, Brian Yep withdrew it. Then it was set for a juvenile adjudication, which is essentially a juvenile trial. Judge Yep found, based on the adult conviction, that he was liable for the murder and the robbery. He sustained the petition, and on November 1st of 2021, in court, he asked the two attorneys to consider what the appropriate sentence was. Deputy District Attorney Alyssa Blair rested her case on the 3-page probation report. The judge, Brian Yep, asked her, are you going to call any witnesses? Are you going to put on any other evidence? There's a transcript that shows this. She said, no, I am not. This is it, Your Honor. We submit on the juvenile probation report. The court said, I will give you more time. I will give you a few days to bring witnesses in. Are you sure you don't want to call witnesses or put on any evidence about what the appropriate sentence is for Andrew Cachu? She said, no, Your Honor, I submit on the probation report. At which point the defense attorney turned to the judge and said, Your Honor, he's got to go home. He's got to go home on probation. He's got to be let out. They're not putting on any evidence. The law says he's got to go home. The judge said, you know what? I need a few days to look into this, to research it, to look at some case law. We'll all come back on November 4th, 2021. They come back on November 4th, 2021. Deputy District Attorney Blair, do you want to put on any evidence? No, Your Honor, I don't want to put on any evidence. Mr. Swarth, defense counsel, do you have anything to say? Yes, Your Honor. No evidence. He's got to go home. And the judge then launches into a long summary of the case from its inception in 2015 when he murdered Luis Amila and goes forward to the point in time on November 4th, 2021, where they are. And he says he doesn't understand why the people aren't putting on any evidence and that he finds it to be an intentional act. And with his hands tied and nothing left to do, he sends Andrew Cachu at age 24 and a half home.
Stop there, and we will continue.
Wow, listening to
what a powerful story.
Ed is a L.A. County Deputy D.A. He is not here representing the D.A.'s office. He is here on his own accord. And he, at one point, had a case involving a man by the name of Kachu. He was apparently a juvenile just short of his 18th birthday when he murdered another man. And he was tried as an adult. He got a long prison sentence. But thanks to Prop 57 and George Gascon, he only served 6 years and, as you just heard Ed say, was released. And the reason he's back in the news, he's just been picked up on new charges. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, talking about the case of Andrew Kachu. When he was 17 years old in 2015, he shot and killed a 41-year-old in Palmdale named Louis Amila. He got 50 years to life. Prop 57 was passed. George Gascon got into office. And that was reduced to about 5 years, 6 years. He came out at the age of 24 and a half, and he has been free since last fall. Today, he got arrested and arraigned for felony evading, felony in possession of methamphetamine, cocaine, DUI under drugs, possession of a gun, whole ream of crimes. And our guest here is Ed Wiley. He was the original prosecutor on the case until Gascon took him off and put a former public defender named Alyssa Blair.
Alyssa Blair, right. She's one of those people that tweeted out after the whole George Floyd uprising, basically burn it down. That's her background.
So she's an extreme radical. Now, Ed, this guy, Kachu, was involved in a shooting just a few weeks ago?
Yes, apparently, according to the reports, and I don't have a lot of information, no case has been filed, there was a gang shooting outside a liquor store in Palmdale. And shortly after the gang's shooting, Andrew Kachu walked into the Palmdale Regional Medical Palmdale Regional Medical Hospital with a gunshot wound to his arm. Officers were called, they responded, he talked to them, and absolutely refused to cooperate. So nothing happened. There's been no case filing. That's just 3 weeks ago, prior to him being caught with a gun 2 days ago on the 19th, driving around the neighborhood with an awful lot of drugs and guns together.
Is he an active gang member?
Well, according to George Gascon, who released a press statement earlier today, he says, "We are disappointed to learn that Mr. Kachu has not availed himself of the support that he so clearly needs." And there's no support. Jurisdiction was terminated. When he walked free from the Antelope Valley Courthouse on November 4th of 2021, no programs were ordered. There was no, you got to report to this, you got to do that, you got to go get anger management classes. Nothing. No programs. He was turned loose on the community. Is he an active gang member? Well, he has a big D tattooed on his neck, on the front of his neck. His gang that the 2015 murder occurred in support of is a gang called Down, DAF, Down As. I'll let everybody imagine what the last word is in the DAF. So Gascon put him out on the street knowing all this, knowing all these things. And further on in the statement he released today, he cites the California law, and he says in his statement that there have been questions about a prior case involving Mr. Kachu where he was sentenced as a juvenile. Well, first of all, he was sentenced as an adult. He was sentenced as an adult for the murder in 2015. Then he came back to juvenile court, and when he got sentenced in juvenile court, he got sentenced to freedom. He got sentenced to walk out on the street. He'd already served about 4.5 to 5 years in custody. He was 24 and a half years old when Judge Brian Yep released him. He goes on to say, based upon the facts of this case and the individual characteristics of Mr. Kachu, we determined that we would not likely prevail in a transfer hearing because we could not prove that he would not have benefited from juvenile resources at the time of the original offense. Okay, that at best is a misstatement of the law, and at worst, some might call it dissembling. I was the assigned DA on the transfer hearing. I was fully prepared to go forward, prove up the 2015 murder in juvenile court, and I know it's a little bit into the weeds, but the court considers five factors. They don't just consider whether or not he would be amenable to juvenile programs at the time of the original murder. They consider the criminal sophistication of the crime. The court considers whether or not he can be rehabilitated in the juvenile justice system. The court looks at his prior delinquent history. The court looks at any prior efforts to rehabilitate him. And finally, the court looks at the gravity and circumstances of the event, the event being the 2015 murder. And as I previously said, that's a pretty heinous murder. And when the court looks at all those factors, I have no doubt that he would have been returned to the adult court after I put on all the evidence and his sentence of 50 to life would have been reinstituted.
Well, after sitting with you for half an hour, I have no doubt that you would have convinced the judge to put him away for like 1,000 light years. I don't think he would come out.
Can I make one final point?
Yes. If we
fly on up to 100,000 feet and look down, Alyssa Blair appeared on at least 8 juvenile murder cases. 2 of those 8 remained in custody because they committed further crimes in custody. 6 were released. 6 murderers were released. Of the 6 that have been released, 3 have been rearrested. Victor Bibiano for murder in San Fernando just a few weeks back. Jose Solano for felon in possession of a firearm, also a murderer. And now Andrew Cachu for all the charges you've previously outlined. So Mr. Gascon likes to point to the data and science and that the juvenile brains aren't formed when they're 17 years old. And therefore, they must be given every opportunity to be rehabilitated. Well, how's the events of a couple of days ago for rehabilitation, Mr. George Gascon? He's on the street leading deputies on a felony pursuit, waving a firearm around, ditching the firearm, and the car's loaded with drugs. And by the way, Andrew Cachu told Judge Yep, "When I get out, Your Honor, I'm going to be a motivational speaker."
Yeah. Wow. Well, Ed, thank you very much for stopping by. It's incredible. Your passion. I'm sure you're frustrated.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Deputy DA Ed Wiley.
I think you've closed the case here.
Thank you both. I appreciate the opportunity to tell you what's really happening.
All right. Ed Wiley, Deputy DA here in Los Angeles County.
It was like he was in the courtroom. Our guest was a Deputy DA by the name of Ed Wiley, who was assigned to a case that's in the news today in George Gascon's office, the LA County DA's office. Is like just the way he presented the whole thing, just he summarized it well. He had so much passion.
Oh, you should see the intensity of his eyes. No. I mean, I told him I'm ready to vote guilty. Just whoever it is,
we gotta got to get vote. This recall. It's got to get on the ballot. It's got to. Again, if you missed it, it's the case of a evil person named Andrew Cachu, who's now 25 years old, but he murdered a man when he was 17. Jackie Lacey was DA then, so he was tried as an adult and got 50 years to life. But Prop 57 rolls in, and so does Gascon, and what do you know? He's free at age 24 and a half. Free. And he's been picked up today on DUI charges. There was a police chase, drug possession. The only Gascon can say is at least nobody was hurt in this arrest. We're just sad he didn't get the help he needed.
Gascon really is a cancer.
These are the people he's unleashing on us.
It is really sick. I mean, there's people actually getting murdered. There's all kinds of mayhem going on.
The two El Monte police officers.
The two El Monte police officers murdered because of George Gascon's illegal policies.
And you know who I thought of? This Tubbs character.
Yeah.
Because even though Gascon came late to the case, but clearly he didn't want to do anything with Tubbs, and this is the person who claims that he's Hannah Tubbs. It's a transgender case, but this is a child molester who's now being charged on murder in Kern County. All right, so you think about it. It's another person that Gascon says, they were young. Let's give them the benefit. Let's see if they can't be changed. The brain is not fully formed till they're 25. Well, this one turned into a murderer. How do you like that, Tubbs?
Yeah, no.
Maybe. He's charged with murder.
No, Gascon is a sick F, you know what. I mean, he is. This era is going to be looked at by people years from now, and people are going to look back in shock. It's like, what the hell was happening?
I don't think we're even hearing about all the cases. I don't think we are.
No, because not everything is getting reported because so many in the media agree with Gascon's policies.
Gascon, of course, does not want to charge enhancements like gang membership,
guns.
So what's probably happening since he's been DA for a year and a half now is that people are running through the system without the enhancements. They're getting shorter prison terms. They're probably out there committing more crimes because they didn't kill two cops. We're not getting a lot of focus on it, but it's happening.
Tell me how you could be angry at the number of guns we have and be against charging gun enhancements.
Yeah, that's you and I have pondered that. That is so blatantly inconsistent.
It's so random, their set of beliefs.
And he keeps putting out these stupid press releases. We've got to stop the ghost guns. Yet, when you get a guy that's possessing a gun, that's got a strike on his record, he's a felon?
How about,
you're going to say, no gun enhancements.
All right. He wants MasterCard and Visa and American Express not to process ghost gun purchases.
Yeah, the implements.
Right, because you've got to order the parts from various companies. But when he's presented with somebody who used the ghost gun in a murder, he doesn't want to charge the gun enhancement.
He does not.
He wants the credit card companies to block the sale. But after the murder happened, he doesn't want to punish the criminal for using the gun.
All right. Completely makes no sense.
No.
And when you pick up a felon, and the El Monte police officer killed two cops, obviously. He had a strike on his record. He was holding a gun. But to Gascon, that's no big deal. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's changed. He didn't hurt anybody, did he?
Right.
How can we predict this man would be violent?
It's the most insane. And then he puts out press releases saying with Andrew Cachou, we're disappointed Cachou has not availed himself of the support he needs. As Ed Wiley pointed out, the deputy DA, Cachou was never ordered to go seek any treatment, any rehabilitation. He wasn't. He was just let go. What do you mean he didn't? So the gang member with the big D tattooed on his neck in honor of the gang is going to go seek out some kind of therapy? Well, how out of your mind can you be? That's what he puts in his press release.
And he's got this nutty radical woman that was a public defender, this Alyssa Blair.
Yeah.
Who's taken over these cases and unleashing these people on us.
She wants to burn it all down. That's what she wrote after the George Floyd situation. It's burn it all down. She's an extreme radical, like they used to have in the 1970s. Like the groups Chesa Boudin's parents were involved in.
That's who's running the DA's office.
Yeah, right.
I'm fine with them being public defenders. They can do all that all day long if they want. But they're taking over the prosecutor's offices. How
it's a coup.
Freaking upside down is that? No wonder Ed was just so passionate. You could tell that all of this is weighing on these deputy DA's minds. They've done this work for years. They try real hard to put the bad guys, the evil guys away. And they got Gascon now and deputy public defenders.
Who was the other deputy DA we had in? John Lewin, was that his name?
John Lewin,
John Lewin. He looked the same way, too. The two of them, and the both of them.
This has been their life's work.
No, it looks like their heads are going
to
explode.
You listen to Steve Cooley, too. I mean, we've only had him on the phone, but I can hear in his voice. He's like, he told me, we've gone down some weird rabbit hole. I can't believe the stories that are coming out.
No, I know. It's some sort of reverse universe we're all living in now.
But it's real, and people are dying.
Yeah.
This guy, at least when he was running from the police, didn't kill anybody. But it's,
and what pisses me off is the public voted for a lot of this crap. They voted for Gascon. They voted for Prop 47 and 57.
And Gascon will be like, well, these are just exceptions. A few people will go wrong.
And Gascon wrote Prop 47. And people willingly voted because they weren't paying any attention. And they were misled by all the lies of everyone in power in this state.
I keep thinking back to the Milwaukee DA that's in Wisconsin, who's just like Gascon. At least he admitted people will die because of my policies. And I can live with that, which is hard to believe, but he said that.
I know.
He understands people will die.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking, if I go light with 10 guys, one of them may kill somebody. But the other nine, I did the right thing. See, that's the logic here. That's scary. We can't afford that. Then two police officers died. I think the death toll from Gascon is at least up to 3 or 4 people that have died
with
his policies.
But let me tell you, probably 65-70% of this state is going to vote for the man who introduced George Gascon to a district attorney's office, and that's Gavin Newsom. Yes. Gavin Newsom agrees with everything Gascon does, and he gave Gascon his start as a DA up in San Francisco. He appointed him. So, you know, you're going to see he's going to win like 3-1 as governor. But everybody's going to be lamenting all the terrible crime. And they're going to vote for that whack job attorney general, Rob Bonta, who's another Gascon friend. They're all the same person. They all believe in the same thing.
I know you're not big on prayer, but we hope come the middle of August, we do have a recall that qualifies for the ballot, because that's about the only way we can fight back right now.
John and Ken show.
All right. The big story this morning is that old Joe Biden has gotten COVID. Many believe probably his trip to the Middle East, Israel, Saudi Arabia.
Saudis gave it to him.
That's John's theory, that he was passed a virus.
You know, he's been, he said he wanted to turn them into pariahs for murdering that journalist.
Did he say that? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, he said that. You remember that that guy Khashoggi who got murdered?
Oh, the journalist, right. But I think Biden said, I only spoke to the prince privately.
Well, some months ago he said they should be pariahs. And then he changed his mind and started sucking up to try to get them to drill for more or produce more oil.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is the beginning of the end and he's not going to end up running. There's a poll that came out from Quinnipiac University. His support among Hispanics is just 19%. That is not good for a Democrat.
Can you imagine?
This could foretell something big happening in the American electorate. If suddenly Latinos are turning away from the standard Democratic vote that they usually are.
And this is after he let 2 million immigrants over the border.
Yeah, you would think that would help the cause, but, or maybe not for people who are here already and
no,
think that that's not going to help my lot in life.
It's what I always said. They don't want new workers coming over the border to undercut their wages. That's not a good thing if you're a working class Hispanic laborer. Is to have newer guys, younger guys, willing to work much cheaper.
The poll also found, and this is everybody who was questioned, 71% don't want him to seek re-election. Democrats, only 40% think he should run again. 54% do not.
That's the thing. He's lost
Biden.
He's lost his own party.
Yeah, that's kind of rare.
He's lost the independents. I think independent support's down to 23%.
Right.
And he's lost 80% of the Hispanics. So,
now, 60% said we don't want to see Trump either, but among Republicans, 70% said they wouldn't mind seeing Trump again as the GOP nominee.
Yeah, except nobody else wants him.
Nobody else wants him. But he's actually doing better than Biden if you look at those numbers.
I know. It's well, it's a long way to go. No predictions.
Meanwhile, there's a story that Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris are already out there courting donors, readying themselves perhaps for 2024 if Biden decides not to run. This is the only scenario where these two jump in.
Wouldn't it be better to throw your money into a campfire?
Than put your money behind Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom?
Yeah. I mean, what?
And I got to say, if the two of them, I'd give my money to Newsom if there was a gun to my head. Because I think Harris is a complete train wreck.
Yeah. Well, you know who's wants to give money to Newsom is and Kamala Harris? The Gettys. The Getty family.
Well,
I
the Gettys
today.
Are what helped Newsom. His
right.
father was an attorney for them.
I don't know. Gettys still have gas stations? You got to, I don't know
but
if
you're
they...
right. It says here Harris has been in touch with some of the Getty family members.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they're
fighting for the same money from the same family?
They created Newsom. They all sit around doing nothing because, you know, J. Paul Getty a million years ago drilled for oil in Oklahoma and got the biggest windfall of the century. And now all these layabouts have been living off his oil fortune for all these years. And then they funnel it to Gavin Newsom.
The climate change people are getting their money that started with oil.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Then they get on a jet to raise more. Private jet.
That's right. Everything's a racket.
Yeah.
Here's Conway.
Hey now. Well, I guess you guys have been covering the big story of the day, so we'll continue to cover it, that the Breeders' Cup is returning to Santa Anita 2023.
That's good news.
Yeah. I can't wait.
And I guess Biden, did you hear about that? He got COVID?
Yes.
Yeah, you heard about that.
He got monkeypox, too.
Did you guys cover the first polio case?
Yes. Biden did not get polio, though.
You okay, got no show tonight.
Can
what are you
I? Can
do?
You give me a list of stuff you guys covered?
Oh, here I got this whole pile of this.
Because then I could make it much easier.
I have two piles.
Did you cover the 210? The traffic on the renovation of the 210.
No, you can do that.
Oh! Yeah,
wide open for you.
Ding dong! All right, we'll talk about that. And then the shuttle bus crash at LAX injured 9 people.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, great, man! Where you guys asleep at the wheel here, huh?
But you won't do any of these subjects, from what I understand.
You're not going to cover them either, so I don't.
Oh, you will do Santa Anita.
Yes,
you will do
yes,
that.
yes, for sure. Have you ever been to Santa Anita, Ken?
Oh, many times.
Is that
wonderful
right?
Place?
Yeah, it's great.
I love the infield. I love to be in the middle there, looking up at the mountains and watching the horses go round and round.
It's the most beautiful track in the world. And the second most beautiful track in the world was Hollywood Park, but that's gone.
So, yeah.
Yeah. My
you
dad,
know where I went last weekend?
Where?
Los Alamitos.
Oh, I was there 2 weekends ago. That's wild. Man, do you feel like...
I went to see the dachshunds run in the wiener race.
Oh, that's right. I saw that on TV. I watched that from an off-track
setting. The dachshunds run?
Yeah, the wiener...
Yeah, it's Wiener Schnitzel presents the wiener races. Yeah.
Yeah. Once
it's
a year.
Exciting to watch them. And you know what? They run on the dirt there, and they're so the little legs. It looks like they're going to get... And some of them run sideways. They run off. Yeah.
And people bet on this.
You could.
Not officially.
You can, but if there, you know, there's a couple of drunks on the rail, you can get some
they
action.
They had regular horse racing going on,
right.
The dachshund was in between races.
But it was a comeback from that little black dachshund that won.
Paisley was
yes!
the winner.
Yeah, ding dong.
Look you at knew this. Wow.
You know all the minutiae of the dachshund circus.
Tim had $100,000 on Paisley.
What do you do all weekend?
He follows that's any pleasant. Kind of racing. Yeah.
Well, here's what a degenerate I am, real quick. I was in the 4th of July parade, so they gave me a beautiful hotel room that overlooks the ocean in Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right, probably 1,000 a night on that weekend. I go in, 2 o'clock, check in, throw my stuff on the bed, and drove to Los Alamitos.
Well, that's a weekend.
Right?
Yeah.
There's people partying on the beach. The streets are closed because everyone's so crowded. Everyone's down there. There's a circus, a parade. There's a carnival, and there's a big fair. And I threw all my stuff down and went to Los Al.
So much to do when he went
to
the track.
That's exactly right. But, man, I feel like I am. I got no problems when I slide into Los Al. You know?
And you got this from your dad, right?
He was a
big track guy.
Well, my dad was a big track guy, and our tradition was every Thanksgiving, we'd go to Hollywood Park.
Right.
And early, because they ran an early card at 9:30,
right.
9:30 to 12:30. So my dad and I would go, and we'd get coupons when we walk in, and that ticket was good for a Thanksgiving meal, and we'd stand in line with, 80 other homeless guys eating a turkey dinner.
You know, I got to remember that, because I used to get yelled at because I'd go to movies on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
How can you do that? It's a family day.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell Tim I'm going to go to the track.
Hollywood Park.
That's right. I wish I had your dad.
Oh, yeah. But look, the crew that shows up at 9:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving at Hollywood Park, those are all guys going for it in life.
Diehards.
Yes. Ding dong.
All right,
and Dr.
Man.
Ray, it's 6 o'clock. Dr. Ray.
All right. Ding dong. Bring it on.
Exciting night.
Big time. Big night.
We've got Corrosion with the News, KFI, KSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound. sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.